everybody. Happy Thursday. Woo! Sorry we're late. That was my fault. But I'm told that we're supposed to talk about Brisses to follow up KMD's show about Brisses.
Yeah.
I guess he got $255 for the radio station from that,
that
eBay razor auction, which cannot be named.
Yeah. That's way better than that half-eaten cheese hamburger.
Yep. Hey, and our levels are good.
Woo!
What have you been up to, Ripplesby?
Been playing with Legos and raising a bleeping Japanese keychain and playing the new Zelda on the DS and reading the new Terry Pratchett book and playing this other online web-based game that I'm not going to say which one because it's competition.
Oh. Okay. I don't know that it's really competition. It's so different.
Yeah, it's very Cthulhu Nation. It's pretty fun. I think I'm pretty much done for the moment with wandering through and mapping all these millions and millions of caves. Although I think a quest I've got requires me to find another one.
So I don't know that I have the patience for that these days.
You can borrow my maps.
I
know where to find aluminum and phosphorus.
Oh, well, good. That's, yeah, in case I want to make a shrapnel grenade.
Yeah.
What do you make out of aluminum and phosphorus?
I have no idea.
So you're just mining for the sake of mining?
Yeah, well, every time I passed a mine, I'd dig in a couple times to see what was in there, and if it seemed like something that might potentially be valuable, I'd get 6 or 8 of them.
I see.
Mark them on the map.
Been playing the DS Zelda game a little bit.
Yes, I did the third temple last night.
Oh, you've gotten significantly farther than I have. Hmm. When I was playing for a little while this afternoon, I did the thing where you have to sail the ship in that pattern around those rocks.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at now. I guess I've just gotten to the second temple.
Yeah, the blue one, yeah.
It seems like the GameCube one. What was it called?
Wind Waker.
Yeah, it seems like Wind Waker only with a little bit better content density.
Hmm.
Oh man, hearing the thumping bass from the car outside reminds me of this thing. I was over at this store near the house, and when I came out to get back in the car, I looked at the ground, and on the ground there was this CDR with the word drugs written on it in a red Sharpie, and I'm like, huh, I'm going to pick that up. So I picked it up, and it's a CD that somebody has made, just full of songs about drugs.
Huh.
Yeah. It starts out with some song like, this is the smoking song, listen to this song while you get high. Not very long, but it's long enough for you to get high. I'm paraphrasing, but just barely. It's
sounds
some
awesome.
terrible shit. But you know, for a beat up CDR that I found in
free.
A parking lot, it's free. So that's I'm gonna leave that as a, I was in the company truck, so I'm gonna leave that as a surprise for Zly next time she goes to the dump or to take T-shirts to be printed. Song about.
It reminds me, I have to get. Stick shift driving lessons out of her because I'm going to be needing to borrow that truck during Thanksgiving.
I see. Stick shift driving lessons.
She says she once taught stick shift to a girl who could not speak English. So I'm feeling pretty confident about her ability to teach me. since I do okay with the English.
But you do, yeah. I was going to say, you do speak English.
Oh, that's
so
true. Maybe it's, yeah.
maybe the fact that the person didn't speak English forced Zly to break into some sort of, you know, fundamental patterns in the human brain that are sort of beyond, like, you know, she'll just be, like, wailing and ululating at you, and it works if you don't speak English, but if you do, you're trying to parse it as English, and so it doesn't just imprint the patterns on your brain the way that it would if you didn't.
Wow. I don't know. I think if she could do something like that, she'd probably she'd be a lot richer than all of us put together. She could get a job for the UN.
It's true. Dr. Van Van Mojo had sent a bunch of questions last week. When you put an item or a consumable into the game, do you put thought into who will use this and for what, or do you just put stuff in as you think it's appropriate? A little bit of both.
Yeah, I would say. Sometimes we put stuff in because here's a funny joke, and sometimes we... It's like sometimes we need to throw a bunch of stuff on a monster, so some of them are jokes, and then sometimes we think of useful items, so we...
Figure out what they are and where to put them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also asks, any chance of letting us dissolve elemental gems in nomochloric acid? No, there's already enough of those items the way that it is. And also, you can only cast noodles once against each form of the naughty sorceress and Ed, bug or intended. Neither. I guess it's there is. I guess I should probably, in the code that launches a new fight from an existing fight, clear out the flags that I clear out at the end of a fight for real. I think there was some reason that I didn't do it. I can't think of what it is. I mean, kind of. It allows you to do some goofy stun tricks against the you know, fights past the first one. Yeah. Southwest says, accordion thieves do not have any passives. You lie! Now, I'm not talking about a passive skill. I was talking about, you know, an undocumented passive ability that they have as just the class. Seal clubbers do not, as Shaggy Shags asks. Am I missing something, or do seal clubbers lack any unique abilities? Yeah, I think seal clubbers have nothing intrinsic that turtle tamers don't also have. Yeah, seal clubbers are left out in the cold, but that's where they're from, so they're used to it.
Yeah.
They hail from the frigid Northland. Southwest says, accordion thieves do not have any passive... Oh, goddammit. Anyway, Southwest, after saying accordion thieves do not have any passives, you lie, says, since you mentioned Mario ROMs, have you seen the clip on YouTube of that New Yorkian Jewish guy playing the hardest Mario mod ever?
Yeah.
There are some really funny bits to that, but it really needs to be about a third as long as it is, and just be highlights.
Yeah.
You know, the first couple minutes are pretty funny, but then once it's like him, you know, making the same mistake and the same jokes
30 times.
Yeah,
in a row.
30 times, yeah. In a row, it's you lose your. Oh, I started playing Super Demo World. It's challenging. It's part of it might be getting used to playing. Maybe Super Mario World would be challenging if I were playing it on the gamepad rig that I have, because I feel like it's not entirely as responsive as a Super Nintendo controller would be, but. It's pretty interesting so far. There was in like the second level, there was one of those puzzles where you get the stream of coins that comes out of a brick that you direct by tapping the D-pad, you know.
I never played Mario World. No.
Wow. You're missing out. Anyway, there are these bricks that when you hit them, a stream of, like, coins will start coming out, and then you hit the D-pad and new coins spawn in the direction that you're moving it, so you basically make this, like, snake of coins until it hits something, and then if there's one of those in a room with one of those blocks that you can hit that turns coins into bricks and vice versa, you use the coin thing to make you a path to get to somewhere that you couldn't get to otherwise.
Interesting.
But that's a fairly, you know, mid to late game trick in Super Mario World, but it's done right off the bat in the Super Demo World, so it's, I think in general, it's going to be pretty tough. Putinesca said, it reported again about the blessing of Bulbazini from the altar of Squirtle Cthulhu and vice versa. Does that seem right to you? No, so I fixed it. Enter the Wumpa says, Zomga Tron Spoilzors. Tron? What? Did we have Tron spoilers in?
I don't think so.
We were talking about
Tron
2.0.
That would be exactly what I need right now.
Is that a spoiler? Another one of his points to a helpful System Shock 2 troubleshooting fact that helped him to run it. I'll see if there's a new one. Prettyqueezer says, have you guys seen this before? It's a flash game / puzzle called Grow, and then links to V3 of Grow. Yeah, I've played most of the Grow games by that iMaze guy.
Yeah.
I don't I don't know that... They're neat, but I don't know that I really enjoy them that much. They're cool.
Yeah, I don't like them enough to try and figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
I click through it, like, once and fail, and then I look up the walkthrough and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Grow RPG was interesting.
Yeah,
that was pretty neat.
I think that may be the one of them that I actually worked out on my own.
I did not. Enter the Wumpa says, I could be wrong, but I think that getting the orange box, even just for Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and Portal, will be cheaper than getting them separately. Well then, fine.
Twisting your arm.
Rickett says, remember that auction house idea? That was great. Yeah, we were talking about that today, in fact, because of the whole K-Bay thing. There's one of those philosophical disconnects with the mods again in chat, where, you know, it's like that whole Scully posts in there. Yeah, this is neat. This is the kind of thing that, you know, if it's popular and works well, we would consider, you know, taking a leaf from its book when, you know, considering putting it in the game as a real feature. And then right after that, people started getting banned in chat for mentioning it.
Oh God.
Which, I mean, I guess it runs afoul of the don't post a link if people clicking that link is going to make you money or meat rule. You know, which I don't think it is actually in violation of the spirit of that rule, but it runs close. You know, the general consensus is, look, you know, just make an auction house in game rather than dealing with that. I don't know that having the trade channel spammed with links to K-Bay auctions is any worse than having the trade channel spammed with auctions. Personally, speaking of moderation, Shockwave says, Jick visited the Ring of Flame recently. Have you, Scully, ever visited? I did not visit the Ring of Flame recently. I think maybe somebody else named Jick visited the Ring of Flame. 5-4 says, did you guys see that King of the World, an MMORPG not many people have heard of, has banned men playing as women?
Yeah,
yeah, I saw
that.
Some
that.
Chinese...
Slashdot or whatever, yeah. Somebody commented that that's an excellent way to keep women from playing your game.
Why is that? How
because
is that?
Because they're... If the guys playing know that a female character is an actual woman, then that magnifies the amount of harassment by about 1,000%.
I guess that's true. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. You always play female characters.
Yeah. Female characters are cuter.
I have some female alts, but my main is a big, big masculine orc. In the only MMO that I actually play. Ernie R. says, have you guys seen the Gizmodo video of the guy throwing Halo 3 swag off his balcony? Awesome! There's a Halo 3?
Yeah.
Gets funnier and funnier every time I make that joke. The zero punctuation this week was a review of Halo 3.
Oh, and I haven't looked at that.
It was awesome. pretty satisfying. You know, guy feels kind of how I do about Halo in general.
Excellent. Those things are damn funny.
Yeah. It's impressive to me that he's able to crank them out so quickly.
Yeah. Maybe it's a function of how fast he talks.
That could be. Ooh. Smitty Boy points out a bug that we need to fix. I should open up the whatchamacallit. The Wikigasm with the to-do list from radio shows, which I think as of the last time we did a radio show was complete.
Sweet.
I think I fixed everything that I ever made a note of in radio shows, well, for the last 3 weeks. ACM says, if you had something that made you small, the effect should be getting small. See classic Steve Martin. Oh, I see classic Steve Martin.
I'll raise you a
Bob Newhart record.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
The
joke slipping away.
I like Steve Martin.
Yeah,
I've read some of Steve Martin's essays and books.
His second book, the one that he did after Shop Girl, that I've forgotten the name of, was really good.
Oh, well, that's
that's really helpful, isn't it? I think it's called The Pleasure of My Company or something like
that. Oh yeah, yeah, no, I read that. I read that very recently. The one about the
sort of
OCD guy.
Yeah.
I read that earlier this year, in fact. I think after a similar conversation that we probably had on the radio, so now we're just, it's like Groundhog Day for us. Speaking of which, I also really like Bill Murray. Oh man, Missing Number points out that in the Weremoose, one of the combat messages, he tries to buck you into a wall, but since he's Canadian, his buck isn't as powerful as other monsters. Ooh boy.
I don't know, that's not as true anymore.
I don't know. Southwest says, have you guys ever considered skills that cost HP instead of MP to cast? Yeah, I mean, our deal is sort of that HP is kind of plentiful and effectively limitless, and MP is not. So skills that cost HP to cast would basically just be free skills.
Yeah.
Inferno Hero says, are we going to have a third tier of armor crafting as well as meat smithing? I demand another Turtle Tuesday in high level zones. Yeah, I know. We owe the world some more Turtle Tuesdays. It's just, it was so hard to come up with the turtles for that first one. I just remember pacing around the lounge at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, struggling to come up with stuff.
And me writing huge lists of lamb puns.
Market Man says, weird. Asks, why aren't a person's bans viewable to the public? It would make life easier in these ways. Clan leaders can use this to allow only members within a certain amount of bans. Traders can use it to weigh how much they trust someone. People might think twice about getting banned even if everyone can view how many times... Or, no. People might think twice about getting banned if everyone can view how many times they have been. I feel like... Whereas, you're right that it would be a good way to sort of, you know, determine whether somebody was a lame ass or not. It's also, you know, conceivable that somebody who is not a lame ass can run afoul of a chat policy and get banned or get banned due to a misunderstanding or, you know, come around later and be a perfectly reasonable and upstanding citizen, and they would not be given the same chance by people who were just meeting them if those people could see the number of times that they'd been banned. It's true. Teabag Slayer says, hi, Jick, I have a suggestion. I think in our mall store, there should be a counter that says how many people have your store in their favorite store list. Please think about it. I'm reluctant to do that for the same reason that I'm reluctant to do the, you know, show who has me on their ignore list and show who has me on their friends list kind of thing. It's
Maybe it's just my style of how I use the mall, but do people use the favorite store list?
I don't know.
Because I always just search for whatever I want and pick whoever's cheapest.
Huh. Southwest says that the best-selling novelist's last hint says that the item can be found in the airship when it's actually found in the castle. Just giving you guys a heads up. That should probably go on the list of bug fix. Fugbix.
Weetabix.
Did you say Weetabix? Are you playing with your Tamagotchi?
It needed feeding.
Really? You didn't have to wipe your gourd's ass?
Man, my gourd is a professional newsreader and still craps on the floor.
And I think that's true of a lot of professional newsreaders, though.
I think so. I bet Connie Chung doesn't poop on the floor.
I used to use Free Agent as my newsreader, and I never upgraded to the professional version. Duff Killigan says, wait, there's a Halo 3? Bum-bum-ch. It's not funny when you say it. Max Van says, how come the 17 ball still isn't animated? It is. And also, we haven't seen the Traveling Trader in a long time. When will he return?
He's off in distant lands looking for something interesting to bring you.
Yeah. Alphonse Braun says, what would have happened if it was White Wednesday all over? Well, if White Wednesday happened today in exactly the same way, we would just revert back to yesterday.
Yeah.
And it would be significantly less of a pain in the ass. We would have, you know, 2 or 3 ultra rares to give to people that they found and didn't get, and we would have to, you know, we would have to process some donations again, anything that got, anything that was processed that day, and it just, it would not be nearly as big a deal. And I actually checked recently to make sure that the comprehensive nightly backups are still running properly and everything is fine. So yeah, White Wednesday is the only way that something like White Wednesday could happen now is if, like, you know, my sort of typical worst case scenario of a meteor hitting the data center and destroying all of the data and all of the backups. Inferno Hero says, Riff, the secret word is marmalade.
This is true.
Creole Lady Marmalade.
What?
Creole Lady Marmalade. That's that song. That Voulez-vous coucher avec moi song.
I have no idea.
You haven't seen, have you seen
Moulin Rouge? Nope.
Oh. How do you know that song's from Moulin Rouge if you haven't seen it?
Because of, like, trailers and stuff, I think.
I see. Creamy Ass says, what's the longest number of turns that a buff can theoretically last for? Probably 16 million. Whiskey Jack says, any thoughts on adding another optional strange leaflet-style content? I would love to have more text-only puzzles to solve that have KOL flavor to them. I would donate for more leaflet puzzles each month, even if they didn't directly impact Ascension and the rest of the game. Huh.
I mean,
Riff should just start developing text adventures on the side.
I could try. I don't know that I'm going to churn out in quality enough ones that people would be willing to donate money for.
Shockwave says, it's really difficult to draw ASCII penises on Candy Hearts. Bug or intentional feature? Yeah, feature.
Yeah.
I mean, a T is kind of a cock and balls. Right? That's pretty easy to draw on there. And then he says, but seriously, there's a greater than, but no, or no, there's a less than, but no greater than. There isn't any colon, so we can't make smiley faces. We should be able to be as creative as our keyboards allow on these hearts. Every character on the heart requires me to draw a character on the heart.
We do need more punctuation. I think we need a colon, at least, for the smiley face.
I mean, I already have a colon. Shop Troll says, can certain quest items like the Null Shopping List and the Mega Gem be removed from our inventories upon quest completion? My inventory doesn't feel optimal with excess baggage. I don't know, I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, I think equally as many people who complain about having the stuff in there, there's an equivalent number of people who enjoy seeing the little souvenirs of stuff they've done this run. So...
I mean, we could put in some kind of logic to make them discardable.
Yeah.
But that's kind of not worth the effort. True Evil sent some Sharpie fan art of Riff and Scully along with other things. That's interesting. Inferno Hero says, I fed my green ghost at least 12 fullness worth of food, and it says he's hungry. Well, people don't quite understand how the ghost works yet. I think they're... It is not even that complicated, but people just aren't arriving at it.
Is it different than the way the hobo works?
Yeah, it is.
That's probably why.
And then Inferno Hero also says, and in the food search message it says, GGG floats over to a nearby trash can and rifles through it looking for food. That was fixed today. Yeah. Teal Sack says, first, I wanted to say thanks for everything, and second, with the new familiar, would it be possible to have it slime someone else, say, 3 to 5 times a day, and do something either to their house, or turn their text green, or drop some tasty juice box-like drinks? That's funny, actually. We had tossed around the idea of it having some sort of, like, ectoplasm drop when it was in a certain fullness range, but it ended up you know, being the case that Dev thought it was pretty much okay the way that it was and didn't really need new new features. You know, it's possible, again, that, you know, if by the 15th or so people are like, this thing is totally underpowered, no one would ever use it for anything, then we might add some features to it. But one thing I thought of was it could drop, you know, ectoplasm that you could use as a curse item to slime somebody else. But then I was like, eh, I don't know. It's already just Slimer in KOL, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like our take on Slimer, it's just Slimer. So I hated Slimer in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yeah, me too.
That cartoon would have been so good without comic relief.
Just about every cartoon would. Every cartoon that had the comic relief non-English speaking animal sidekick would have been greatly approved by its removal.
Orko wasn't too bad.
Orko,
as I recall.
Okay. He could talk.
The wizard in the Dungeons & Dragons cartoon was not bad. Or was there something cute?
Yeah, there was a little unicorn thing.
I don't remember that.
Its name was Uni, I think. And it went, nah!
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wish I could have played Okami.
Oh, yeah.
Okami's
that
game.
Goddamn fairy.
Yeah. And also, Okami would make a lot of sense on the Wii.
Yeah. I think I may have heard that they're going to do a Wii version.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I would buy it again. Trying to draw something with the PS2 controller was just really cumbersome.
Yeah.
Frozen Flame says, much like a kebab from that Mexican place across the road, I have returned. Do Mexican places sell kebabs? I think if a Mexican kebab is called a taco, the way the English describe a kebab.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then he says, okay, we all get the message loud and clear that no one at Asymmetric cares about Halo 3. So what games are you guys looking forward to? Mass Effect? Assassin's Creed? Kingdom of Loathing 2? The Nobgoblin King Strikes Back? I don't know anything about Assassin's Creed or Mass Effect. I try pretty hard to stay away from hype surrounding games. Like, I just don't buy games when they come out, except on very rare occasions when it's like a Zelda game.
Yeah.
I actually pre-ordered the Zelda game, which I never do.
I don't know a lot about what's coming out. I guess I'm looking forward to Little Big Planet and Spore sometime in the distant future.
They're both gonna suck. They're both gonna be huge, huge disappointments. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll buy them anyway.
Yeah, no.
And Silent Hill 5, I'm eager for, even though it will probably cause me great pain to try and actually play it.
I'm looking forward to Hellgate London.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what it is.
It's Diablo 3.
Oh, okay.
It's the guys that did Diablo, and it's that style of game, only with a post-apocalyptic sci-fi plus magic.
Huh.
And it's, you're running around the London Underground shooting demons.
Neat.
So,
is there
any
chance at all of a Mac version?
I don't know. I mean, there was a Mac version of Diablo 3, or
yeah.
Diablo 2, rather.
Yeah, there was.
Smoking Tongue says, could the Honey Dip Locust zap into a Bronze Locust? Bronze is a tower item. I mean, I don't think the Bronze Locust is really a problem. I think the Fried Egg is the tower monster that pisses everybody off now.
Yeah. That's fair, because the Fried Egg pissed me the hell off playing Burger Time.
Oh, yeah? I didn't actually like Burger Time that much.
It was okay. I mean, it was just a variant Pac-Man.
Yeah. I liked Xevious and, like, as far as the classic arcade games, Solar Fox was, like, my favorite arcade game when I was a kid, and I nobody ever played it or heard of it. It was just a game they happened to have at the arcade in the mall in Effingham.
I liked,
There's some Effingham stuff in the Cthulhu Nation. There's like, Effingham Station or something in London. All right. or in the England. I never realized that England was a rectangle. wider
yeah,
than it is
yeah.
tall.
Yeah. Peru is, too.
Weird.
I bet it's a larger rectangle.
Really?
Yeah.
Really. Badger says, why did you not do a show on Monday? I was getting all ready for it. When did you make the announcement? We didn't. Scully was out of town, and I was doing some other stuff and didn't want to do a show. Red Arrow says, what's the status of the new KOL shirts? It's been a while since KOLCon, and it seemed like that was part of the timeline. Yeah, we're basically now, the hot stuff gets out here in a couple days with his photography equipment, because he's photographing the pretentious artist's wedding in a week. And so the calendars will go into the store, and the shirts will go into the store as soon as we have pictures of people wearing the calendars and people pointing at dates on the shirts. I wonder if the calendar would sell better if there were boobs in the picture.
Maybe. Like, just get a girl, like, holding the calendar up, like, right underneath her boobs.
Yeah. Boobs draped over the top of the calendar.
Yeah.
Nipples pointing straight down. That's super hot. Oh, yeah. She's had a lot of kids. She's a whore. Deadly Dusk says, hey everybody, I was just wondering if maybe we could get some meat smithing recipes for the leftover Grimacite chunks. They don't have to be too powerful, just a thought. Thanks. That's not a bad idea, because there's nothing to do with them now. There was some talk of Across the Universe on the last show. Having seen it this past weekend, I must say it was great. I wholeheartedly recommend it. I don't know anything about that at all.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Is it a movie? I'm guessing it's a movie. I'm going to look it up.
All right.
Because nothing makes for good radio like looking up stuff on the internet. It's a dock worker travels to America in the 1960s to find his estranged father. Okay.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Musical based on the Beatles songbook and set in the 1960s England and America. Okay. So it's the story of Jude. How many Beatles are still alive? Paul and Ringo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Only two more bullets for that Beatles reunion. nobody shot George Harrison, unless somebody developed, like, invisible cancer bullets. That's a pretty terrifying weapon.
Yeah, damn.
Somebody tried to stab him, but he was like, I don't think so. Totally. Apprehended the guy. Andrew the Wumpa says, just wanted to write in to say thank you for another great year. I just got my latest squirrel bladdery non-automated message from Jick and appreciate it very much.
Squirrel bladdery?
Yeah. No, I write all of those anniversary messages personally, and I use ink that I made.
Oh, right,
from
right.
Squirrel bladders, remember? Yes. A lot of in jokes. Fineldar says, the playoffs start today. Aren't you excited? You should be. No.
Is that something to do with sports?
Yeah. Go local sport team.
Yeah, maneuver that inflated spheroid.
Weird. So he mixed up some Stanley Cup, which I'm pretty sure should have an E in it and doesn't, so it's a cup in the manner of Stan, and then the Fiesta Bowel. Which, yeah, man, I got a bad case of Fiesta Bowel the last time I went to Mexico. It was, Glizbnut1 says, do you guys like the word dire? Oh,
that's
yes.
That's a pretty good word. It's not good as nefarious.
The consequences if dire were removed from my vocabulary would be dire indeed.
Ooh.
Fineldar says, I'm not complaining here, but can you explain the reason for the reduction of extra stats on stat days? No one ever said a word about it, and I want to know why you did it. Stat days were a nice little juicy thing, and nerfing them doesn't kick speed ascenders in the balls, because it will still be the optimal thing to ascend on. It better not have messed with the healing at the campground, or I'm a-going whoop NS13's ass. No, it's just, you know, they were too powerful. So they were made a little less powerful. Again, if they had been like that the entire time, you wouldn't think it was bad. So. Weird. AkAkAk47 says, Guitar Hero 3 for the Mac. iTwitches, USB guitar? Have you guys played Darwinia? It's great and Mac compatible. I'm going to go on record as the one guy who just doesn't think that Darwinia is anything special at all.
I have heard of it, but didn't do anything about it.
I hate games where... I don't necessarily hate games like this, but games where more than one thing can occupy the same space bother me a lot.
What do you mean by that?
Did you ever play Dungeon Keeper?
Yeah.
You know how you could pick up all your monsters and then just drop them all in the same place and they were all just standing on top of each other?
Yeah.
That sucked.
Okay.
You know, they because you would drop them and then they would do the douchebag shuffle where they all moved out into the grid that clearly existed and was required for them to you know, sort of be fit into before they could act. You could hit them before they got there. So it was just like, I don't know, it was really frustrating. Dungeon Keeper should have been a lot better than it was. And I was about to say, that's why I'm not excited about Spore. Because, you know what I was thinking about? Because Peter Molyneux was always just saying, oh, this is going to be the best thing since sliced bread, and then it sucks. It's got a lot of good ideas in it, but it sucks. I know it's totally not Peter Molyneux.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could see being excited about Spore if The Sims wasn't just the most irrelevant and insipid waste of CD-ROM media that had ever graced the shelves of every housewife in America. Like, it's...
But it's not The Sims, though. It's a new and different game.
Same guy. Same guy, I'm sorry. This is like The Sims, only better.
Oh. But that's like, I don't know, man. That's like not wanting to watch Shawshank Redemption because you hated Cujo.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I liked the book that Cujo was based on, you know? It's like assuming that the next Uwe Boll movie will be bad, you know? Or
okay.
It's not, I mean, sure, there are things that have things in common where one of them suck and one of them doesn't, but, like, you know... If Peter Molyneux started talking about whatever game he's working on now and was saying, oh man, this is the best thing since sliced bread, it's like a world where you have an impact on everything, and a giant cow that pees on stuff for you, and is really cumbersome, and yeah, the cow's AI is so advanced that it can tell exactly what you want covered in piss at any given moment and just take care of that for you because it's so smart. And it'll have a thing where it hooks into your webcam and you can like scowl at the cow to make it piss further.
That would be awesome.
No, I know. And then the game would ship and the cow would not piss at all. That's what would happen. Same thing with Spore. Sport, it's just not... I mean, what you're going to end up with is, it can get content from other people's copies of Sport. Like, oh, great, here I am approaching the village of the giant walking cock and balls people. And no quality control. And it's like, turns out that, you know, based on everything that I've seen about Spore, like, oh, you have just this amazing control over the evolution of this race, but no matter what path they take, they always land at the identical UFO stage of their evolution. Like,
no, actually, I think you get to design the way the UFOs look, too.
Great.
Yeah.
That'll be great. So you'll just be flying around with all the other cock and butt UFOs. I hate user-created
games. Well, I am now downloading the demo for Darwinia.
No.
I like the way it looks in the screenshots. It's very interesting and Tron-y.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it does seem like it's interesting and Tron-y. But. crap. I forgot to call my mom and tell her something that I was supposed to tell her. Cat, you get off of here. Oh, man, look. Cat, check it out. Oh, man. haha, it's so easy to trick a cat into going somewhere else for like a minute. Which is exactly as long as Schmitty's been trying to hit that. Harry Annie says, Hellion cubes are hella useless in Bad Moon. Need more recipes. That's a good point. Inferno Hero says, you can't feed stunt nut stew or anything to the ghost, can you? Then you could potentially put yourself in an unwinnable state.
I don't think stunt nut stew is classified as food.
Yeah, anything that you can't eat, you can't feed the ghost.
Yeah.
Isimbul says, any chance we'll see attack messages for the Flaming Juggler's Balls? You hit pronoun for number damage is kind of underwhelming. Yeah, well, you know what? In my day, every attack text looked exactly like that, and we liked it. Really, we didn't like it, but that was how it was. What? The Jitterbug and Tick analogs aren't supposed to come out today, are they?
No, I thought it was the 10th.
Really? I thought it was the 6th. For some reason.
I don't know.
I was thinking for some reason it was Sunday and we were going to have to postpone it until Monday. I think that we've got one of your ideas and one of Scully's ideas, I think, have been fleshed out well enough to do them. I just got to figure out how to draw them. Shalidra says, the courtesan's description says, this woman isn't a prostitute in the same way that a sanitation engineer isn't a janitor. But isn't sanitation engineer the euphemism for garbage man and custodian the euphemism for janitor? Yeah, Scully doesn't know what he's talking about. Inferno Hero says, there should be a special consume text when you give your ghost a hot date to eat. And then says, don't play Jonathan Colton, I hate him. Damn macros, never mind that, I actually do like Jonathan Colton.
Huh.
Inferno Hero is crazy. He's crazy.
Yep. Talking that crazy talk.
Ernie R. says, how much of your days are spent doing routine stuff that has to be done every or most days, and how much time do you get to dedicate to creative stuff? I mean, that's hard to say. There's not exactly routine stuff that has to be done. There's different stuff that has to be done all the time. Most of the routine stuff gets done by Zly. And so, you know, most of our time is, like, talking about stuff and trying to figure stuff out and sort of, you know, thinking of things and playing video games, looking for inspiration and talking about stuff some more. And, Pussy Willow says, so I was looking at the Frat Warrior Fatigues avatar, and I was wondering, why is he, me, frowning? Am I sad that I have some booze and a frat paddle? You're sad that you're flying.
Yeah.
BioSpark suggests that the spare kidney should be consumable because it would be good with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. In the absence of a liver, even if auto-cannibalism is not the answer. If auto-cannibalism is the answer, I don't want to know what the question is.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if Automan consumed Cursor, if that would be considered auto-cannibalism, since Cursor is technically an extension of his being. I don't know if Cursor is actually an extension of his being or not. I think I only ever saw one or two episodes of that, which may be the number of episodes that existed.
Yeah, I really have no idea what you're talking about.
look up Auto Man on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was this short-lived TV show. Do you remember The Misfits of Science?
Oh, wow. That rings a bell.
Auto Man aired for only 12 episodes.
Huh.
Hey, it had Desi Arnaz Jr. in it. Yeah, Automan, terrible. He had a sidekick named Cursor, a free-floating, glowing, shifting, polyhedron-shaped mode of energy, which could three-dimensionally draw and generate physical objects as they were needed. Yeah. It was cool-looking. You know, like, the Cursor would, like, draw a car, and then the guy would have a car he could drive around in, and Cursor would turn into, like, a motorcycle, and he could ride a motorcycle around. Nightmare says, holy fuck, I haven't thought about The Misfits of Science for 20-some-odd years. No kidding. It had Johnny B. or whatever, who was the guy who was, like, made out of electricity and could move really fast and levitate his sunglasses. Yeah, Johnny Bukowski. He was a rock and roll musician who was electrocuted on stage, thus giving him formidable electrical powers. Made him vulnerable to water.
Because he would just shoot out everywhere?
Automan, according to Nightmare, would always get into a gay dance scene and take off his shirt. Gay, gay, gay. Oh, Courtney Cox was in the Misfits of Science.
Oh, wow.
Iceman, who the team would drive around in an ice cream truck because he would die if he got too warm. He only appeared in the pilot episode, but the characters continued to use the ice cream truck. How many... I guess it was on for... It was on for a couple years. I guess there were 16 episodes. I wonder if that's available on DVD. That's something I remember really liking it when I was a kid. There was a lot of good TV in the 80s. And by good, I mean really sort of terrible, but it was good at the time, to my sensibilities. Do you remember Wizards and Warriors?
Oh, vaguely. Dang.
I remember a couple things about that, no. Wizards and Warriors TV series. I remember looking to see if I could find, like, I found some place online where for, like, $8 you could buy, like, VHS copies of every episode of Wizards and Warriors. I wonder if somebody's, you know what? Check for me on BitTorrent. You know how to BitTorrent for stolen materials. If you can find those, man. If you can find those, we'll... Okay, if you can find those, I'm going to buy one of those projectors on Woot, and we're going to start having movie night at the office. So, I've looked at Woot.com like 5 times in the last few weeks, and 2 of those 5 times, it's been a digital projector.
Huh.
I don't
maybe
get
they
it
got
at
a huge shipment of them or something.
I mean, 2 different ones. Red Arrow says, "Thanks for the lucre item count. Keep up the good work." Hey, you're welcome. Anything that we can do to make our game more like World of Warcraft. I'm gonna play some song musics.
Some song music. Huh?
Yeah, I need to look through the questions to see what I want to talk about. That's some more. Oh man, did your gourd just shit himself again?
No, he got a star in the mail.
What?
He got a letter, but it's one of the sorts of letters that's really just a fortune cookie, and I have no idea if it's actually meaningful in any way.
Wait, how is that a star?
It's 'cause that's what shape the letter is.
What?
The mailman throws a little star into the mailbox. And when you open it, it says, your money is from 1 to 3 hearts, and your health is from 1 to 3 hearts and something. And apparently that's a predictor of what your luck in those aspects are going to be until the next one comes along.
Have you done any of the online stuff that they talk about?
I went and looked at... I've played the Flash site a little bit and collected some souvenirs and found the one game on the site that gives you the most currency units per play.
And I mean, then does it give you some kind of code that you have to type in?
Yeah, there's a code that you get on this, and it pauses your Tamagotchi, and you type that code into the website, and then when you're done tooling around the website, it gives you a logout code that you type back into the Tamagotchi.
Weird. That seems kind of cumbersome, but... So, when you do that, does the website then know what your Tamagotchi is and what
yeah,
it's doing?
Yeah, it puts a little picture of your Tamagotchi in the corner of the screen and stuff.
Can it shit itself in widescreen?
You don't really interact with it on the website. You just travel around the Tamagotchi village and look at stuff.
I see. Well, I'm going to play some Simon and Garfunkel for all y'all. We'll be back in a little while.
It's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered. Libel, I hear words I
Seldom told, I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, till the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, left scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the faces only they would know. Asking only workmen's wages, I've come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Quieter because there are more microphones plugged into shit now. Because for the last 40 minutes of the show, we're proud to present 40 ounces of Xenophobe.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm here.
It's been a while since Xenophobe was on the show on account of his busy World of Warcraft schedule.
Yeah, with the raids and about time the show ends, so.
See, I do my raiding on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Normally, I would, Friday and Saturday would be my off days, and yeah, raids ended early this today because we didn't have enough people on to do the things we wanted.
Your guild sucks.
Yeah. We couldn't get to Kael'thas this week, so we just did old farm content. Twice on MacTheridan. It was great. People were being dumb.
Old farm content, like a hand pump.
Yeah.
And like
a hoe.
Like a manual thresher.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a thresher is, or how a manual is.
That's basically a manual.
Okay. What does a thresher do?
It, gets the corn off.
It separates the wheat from the chaff.
Basically, yeah. Basically.
It's like a filter.
I don't know much about farming. I did live in Missouri for 22 years, yeah. But I don't know much about farming.
My grandpa's a farmer. I know he used to use a disc, which was like these whirling round blades that would drag through the ground and plow several rows at once.
Okay.
And
Zeno, you're a... Nightmare says that your brother misses you. I don't know how he knows this.
Oh, my brother is in his clan, and he plays the game.
Okay.
So, they have some sort of illegitimate relationship or something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad, but I wouldn't put it past Nightmare.
Sprad says, do you know of any games where a primary mechanic is the character refusing to cooperate with the player? Super Mario 64.
I like that game.
Yeah.
There was that DS game, Contact, I think, where it wasn't really a mechanic, but part of it was that the character you were controlling wasn't just an avatar of you. It was literally like you were a guy communicating into this world and using this power to control this other guy. And there was a plot point where he rebelled against you. But other than that...
Against the machine.
Yeah.
Did he rage against it?
Kind of. He would look up at you and, like, sort of beat on the screen of the DS with his fists, and it made it go all blurry if you didn't knock him out before he broke your DS.
Wow. Was he all, fuck you, I won't do what he tells me.
That's probably major spoilers for that game. Sorry if anybody out there was intending to play it and had it yet.
I only ever saw, like, the case for the game fell on the floor and stayed there for about a month. That's the only reason why I even know about it, because I would be like, that case is down there again.
My wife got four or five times as far into it as I did. It was boring. It was, yeah. It was like MMO style combat in a single player RPG. Like, there just wasn't really anything you could do.
Yeah.
Except, like, you know, you could cook stuff and invariably set it on fire if you were me.
Satisfying to me. My cat is poking his paw around one of the legs of the chair, and then he sees it come out on the other side and he grabs it with the other paw because he thinks it's like a mouse or something.
Wow. Your cat's smart.
He thinks it's a mouser,
yeah.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Or hit it with our bow staff.
Yeah. Are your mouser slaying knife? Does it have +9 against mousers?
Did they have a +9 against mousers knife?
I have no idea.
They had a +5 sword against the Foot Clan, but it was pointless because every member of the Foot Clan died in one hit from any weapon. Although they were like robots that would explode when you hit them, they weren't.
Those little fucking robots on one wheel always kicked my ass.
Oh yeah, it was with that weird arm that would stick out and electrocute you.
Yeah, you're like, hi, I'm running in a really weird pattern, and you're 8 and you don't understand.
I remember the NES. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game being really hard, but fairly interesting.
Yeah, I like playing that. I got it on my DS, and I haven't played it yet, but I should.
Let's see. A Naked Jew says, it's almost the 2-year anniversary of White Wednesday. What will you be dropping as if it were hot this year? Also, please tell Frontalot to play some Manhattan shows soon. He doesn't... Every time we tell Frontalot to do something, he's like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Because he's
we could tell him to not do some Manhattan shows.
Ooh, hey.
I don't think that would work with Zach De La Roca. It probably wouldn't work with.
Oh, that reminds me of Phlegm Comics. Did any of you ever read Phlegm Comics?
No, I've heard of it.
Yeah, he was a major character in Phlegm Comics, and he would often say it, now testify, and shit would just start exploding.
Snot says, was there any reason for the familiar move? It seems like you'd rather see your buffs than the familiar you have out, so it seems like an odd interface change. I don't know, it got requested over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It should
it
probably
might
be
good
account
as an account
menu option, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll be Zeno's job this week. Oh, and one other thing that I need to put in the wiki for you to do.
I heard the front door.
Oh, that's probably my wife done with class. Inferno Hero says, what about a Yoshi-esque familiar that would increase food drops and initiative or something? What it should do is, it's a familiar that whenever you're in a fight, it should stick its tongue out and, like, inhale the enemy that you're fighting. And then, in your next combat, it would spit that enemy out and hit your current enemy with them.
Yeah.
And so that way, well, all we have to do is write a message for each enemy hitting each other enemy in the game in some funny way. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's basically, you know, the number of monsters multiplied by itself minus one, right?
Yeah,
that's all.
Well, no, it wouldn't even be minus one because you could hit the same monster.
Oh, that's true. You'd need although, you know, not every monster is something, you know. The boss monsters wouldn't count. You wouldn't be able to suck them
that's
up.
That's true. So, well, let's see. If we assume...
Terrible says that they are discussing dick girls and shitting dick nipples in Valhalla chat.
It would be approximately 380,689.
No, we can do that. We can get on that.
Shit, I can do that in an afternoon.
Yeah. You know, we could use... what we could actually do is... kill two birds with one stone, so the Yoshi familiar could suck up a monster and then spit it at another monster and just give one of the brick messages. Duff Killigan says, when you try and name your GGG Slimer, shouldn't it change like Polly or Wilson? I was thinking it could change to Keymaster or Gatekeeper or the four main characters' names. What it should actually do is change your ghost name to Polly Wilson.
I think I agree.
Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, I dream of a world where every item in the kingdom can be cooked with a taco shell to make the appropriate taco. Am I destined to be disappointed? More tacos, please.
That's a good
like sort of powerful relic, the appropriate taco. it's the magic taco that becomes whatever you need it to be at any given moment.
Although, taco of requirement.
Yeah. Istanbul's green glutton ghost is named Rosie O'Donnell. I hate that bitch.
Yeah.
Your cat is fucking crazy.
He's just like...
He had to run in a circle real fast to more effectively lick himself. Spleen Master says, glad to hear you guys enjoyed Tron 2.0 so much. I got that when it first came out, hoping to boost its sales numbers, and enjoyed every minute. It's the only first-person shooter I've played through completely more than once. Hearing you talk about it made me load it up again for another run-through. Thanks for the inspiration. On a different note, about how many lines of code is KOL, would you guess?
Over 9,000, I would say.
Over 9,000?
Over 9,000!
Yeah. I wasn't going to do that, but thank you.
I haven't done that in a while.
What is that even from?
It's a very bad video made from clips from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny though. Well,
so
okay.
Just
it's
over,
funny
over,
if you like that sort of thing.
Over 9,000 is one of those funny phrases. That's,
yeah.
It's because it's way more than 9,000 lines of code.
Yeah, I
know. KOL.
I think the fight script itself is like 200K.
Yeah.
Like bytes and lines of code.
200,000 lines of code just for that. Yeah, that could be. Creeping Crud says, you should be able to combine long pork, ghoul eggs, and clovers to make green eggs and ham, and this combination should be awesome. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Creeping Crud.
You are. I'm surprised no one's called us on the long pork thing.
I don't know. I like the Boraf. I was happy with the way that picture turned out.
The animation on this new monster is kind of scary.
The which one?
Yeah.
New ultra rare that is the only ultra rare that's ever going to drop again. So probably going to have to get rid of it. Doppelheathen says, how come Spooky Raven doesn't have a haunted attic? Do ghosts hate high places or something? No, the attic is full of flowers because it's the V.C. Andrews haunted house. Archon says, so, I don't actually play anymore, I just logged on to tell a crazy story. I went to camp this summer, and I realized just now that one of my camp's friends was none other than Asylum Man. How fucking weird is that? What? That's pretty fucking weird. I don't know who Asylum Man is. If he's anything like Auto Man, you should watch out for his sidekick, Cursor, because he'll turn into some objects all over your ass.
Or alternatively, become a comfy footstool.
He might become a comfy footstool. That's what I would do with Cursor. I'm always like, you know what I would really like to have now is a big fluffy ottoman. And you know, I could just have one whenever I wanted, unless I was using him as the chair.
Yeah.
In which case, that would be pretty embarrassing. You know, I'd be like, Cursor, turn into an ottoman, and then my chair would disappear, and I would fall down, and then an ottoman would hit me in the face. And I'd be like, damn it. I should have listened to that ancient Chinese guy and been careful what I wished for.
You may not always get a chair.
Volvox says, we need more Castlevania references in the game. For serious.
Being super, super serious here.
Swine donated, and it's specifically supposed to be used to buy the first two seasons of the Venture Brothers on DVD. Okay. I will do that.
I've seen an episode or two of the Venture Brothers, and I don't know, I guess I don't get some of the humor because I wasn't really big into Johnny Quest. I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a Johnny Quest spoof.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just...
I never saw an episode of Johnny Quest. I think I saw more parodies of Johnny Quest than actual Johnny Quest content.
I watched Johnny Quest.
The Harvey Birdman Johnny Quest one was pretty funny.
Harvey Birdman was a good show. At least the first couple episodes I watched.
Yeah.
Mr. Mongoose says, who would win in a fight, Jet Li or Bruce Lee? The new way versus the old way. Sword versus crazy nunchuck skills.
I know who would win, the viewers.
I think Lee Harvey Oswald
Bruce
would beat
Lee's
both
dead.
Of them. Is Jet Li not dead?
I don't think so.
She is also not dead.
I'm so glad the cheat is not dead.
Bruce Lee says, I can confirm that the past several times at least that I've done the level 12 quest, I got Thistle Wine from the farm, and that's as a frat warrior. Somebody pretty please report it using the bug report link and tell me exactly what you're doing to make that happen. Please. Everybody says, when you go there as a frat warrior, you get Thistle Wine, but I don't know when you're talking about or under what circumstances, so pretty please, tell me exactly how to do it so that I can get it to fuck up in that way, so that I can fix it. Volvox says, any chance of getting rid of the ghost becoming negative full? That is kind of non-offensive word to sexually challenged. You mean gay? Instead of gay, I wouldn't describe a gay person as sexually challenged.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't know it could become negative.
It can't. Flags can't be negative.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the database value.
Well, here, let me double check. I'll just
I have my own
two database queries.
Almost sure that you can't do you can't get a negative value in that flag.
Does it even decrement by more than one?
It never does. I mean, it's.
Maybe you're just misconstruing, like...
Yeah, I think people just don't understand how it works, and I'm not gonna spoil Zor it right away. I just, Teabag Slayer says, hey, Jake, one more suggestion. When you type /listen friends, you should be able to listen to what your friends say no matter what channel you're in. That would be really fucking confusing, and...
Crush an 80s.
Yeah. My hands are fakes multi says, yo, how come it don't work for me? Well, no one is ever going to work for you until you learn to spell.
I missed an apostrophe.
Blood Axe says, hey, I pretty much figured out that you guys programmed this game in Java, but what is your compiler? You're wrong! We did not program the game in Java. It's in PHP. There's some Perl on the back end.
That's pretty much it.
Maley Loaf says, I know that you've decided against implementing cigarettes into the game, but if you were to hypothetically implement them, would they have negative effects similar to booze and goofballs? Why would our game suddenly decide that cigarettes had negative effects?
If anything, yeah. The only negative effect would be how cool you were.
Yeah.
The effect went away.
Yeah, you look so cool that you just can't get the ladies off of you. That's the negative effect.
Yeah, it's like when those little tiny blobs jump all over you in Zelda.
Except for instead of being blobs, they're women.
Yeah.
What, little tiny blobs being all over you in what?
Zelda.
Oh.
Or any game that has little blobs that jump all over you and slow you down, yeah.
There are no negative flags in the game.
Yeah, so yeah, there's the ghost cannot have negative fullness. You just don't understand how it works. XYM says, KOL Wiki says that the pyramid is a reference to the comic Sluggy Freelance. I figured it was just a reference to how pyramids were sometimes found. Yeah, I don't...
Unless
Scully wrote some specific Sluggy Freelance reference, it's not actually... No. The idea of finding a tiny pyramid in the desert which reveals a larger pyramid refers to a very similar incident in Sluggy Freelance. No, it doesn't. Because I never read Sluggy Freelance, and I am the one who put that together. So. Yeah. Hogulus knows what they're talking about. Duff Killigan says, the mechanic for the Yoshi thing would be n factorial, n being the number of monsters. No, it wouldn't, though, because it's only... If it could... Okay, so here, okay. Let's say that the familiar eats a monster, spits it out against a monster, and then you eat that. And then spits the combination of monsters out against, and it just keeps doing that. Up to 300 times.
Okay.
Then it would be n factorial. As it stands, it's just n times n minus 1. Boy. Nightmare's funny. Sure he is. I don't know why you don't like him.
I just don't like him. He knows that.
Yeah. Mike Liviar says, comfy sofas should be made unusable in Bad Moon.
Comfy sofas?
In the clan thing. El Viejo Verde says, was the social aspect of KOL in any way planned, or did it just grow organically?
Just as planned.
Yeah, it wasn't really organic so much as an organic electronic hybrid that we developed during our time on Saturn. Sioux City, Iowa, Saturn.
Yeah.
There's an Iowa on Saturn. and we named our laboratory base Sioux City just because we were like,
Saturn has a base there.
Yeah. Slime Monkey asks, what is Jicken Riff? Jicken Riff is that sort of abomination that happened in that cloning experiment that we... Occasionally he gets out and does a system message saying that he's going to be on the radio, but we always get him back into the basement before he gets a chance to actually broadcast. Joe is me says, Riff, do you ever pause to consider the fact that you have the coolest username among the staff?
No, but...
I don't think it's that cool. I mean, how cool can four letters be?
Yeah, I mean, I think I maximize the coolness into those four letters, but still, it's not a lot.
Psycho Person says, why not add another character to the Penultimate Fantasy Airship? He could be called the Antagonist, and he could have long gray hair, a long sword, and one dark wing, or one dark wing duck DVD that he plays incessantly.
It turns out he's an ant, so he has a mandible.
What?
No. I sort of say the word mandible mostly.
Okay.
I see.
Well, ants have mandibles.
Sure.
Ant agonist.
Right. We were thinking about putting the ant agonist in as some sort of like chemical that dropped from the fire ants. That was Scully's, and then we thought, yeah, we could use it to make a whole nother set of reagent potions with every fruit. God damn it. Stop coming up with ideas that one lame pun causes us to have to spend 6 months working on content. But, Rang-na-dang. Ring-dingy-gadang-gadang. Says, Jick, how about a Pat Sajak-based moxie item? Like a pompadour that gives extra moxie, or a wheel that gives out random meat boosts.
Only if there's also a slight chance that it takes away all your meat.
Its familiar item is Vanna White. And it traps your enemies in the closet. And then we could write a version of that song for every single enemy about what happens when they're trapped in the closet with Vanna White. Man, we're just not gonna have to come up with an item of the month for like a year because of all these good ideas that we're coming up with.
Bring all the iTunes up for more good ideas.
What?
Space Coast-to-Coast split mode episode.
I see.
No one likes the things that I like.
I like Space Coast. I don't like Space Ghost Coast-to-Coast as much as I like Cartoon Planet. I know, we've been there.
We've had this conversation before.
Data Vortex says, are the people that were virgins at Con 4 getting their certificates of participation made shiny? Yeah, they should. I still have not actually gotten the final list from Zly, so I don't know. I think that part of the problem is that I haven't said, hey, Zly, can I have that list? Deathman 3354 says, do you agree with circumcision? And then says, yes. Don't answer your own question. I agree with it.
What's with all these weird ass off-topic questions?
I don't know. XYM says, level 11 quest boss equals funny shit. Also, I nearly died when I saw the skeleton in the sand of the pyramid map. He nearly died right before he died and got buried there.
Does he have alt text yet?
I don't think so.
He should.
We need to make him an image map. This is not Jimmy Hoffa.
I was thinking it would say, oh my god, it's your dad! No, I'm just kidding. I don't know who that is.
Omglalnub says, wow, I can't figure out how to play Crack Rocks the Barbarian, even though I'm looking at the source code. Your code makes no sense. Yeah, well, maybe your eyes make no sense, and you're trying to read with something that's stupid. Did you ever consider that?
Yeah.
I think you move them around with the arrow keys.
No, I think it wasn't...
Or the numpad.
Maybe
it's the numpad.
It actually...
It's like 8462.
It may depend on your browser, because I could never get them to work for me.
Yeah. I see. Whenever I tried to play it recently, it was reloading every single image without caching it every time you moved also, which made it really irritating.
I could never get past like the first couple levels because my guy kept dying.
Yeah, it is possible. I played through it all the way to the end a few times just to make sure that it was actually possible.
Are you just like skipping all the monsters?
No. I mean,
it's like anytime I try to hit a monster, it usually takes away a good chunk of my life before... I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Are you picking up weapons?
Yeah.
Did you get the glove of Michael Jackson?
I didn't get that
far. It's at the... I think the glove of Michael Jackson is at the highway rest stop level. But yeah, the ending is you kill the boss and then you just are stuck in this room where nothing happens. It's awesome. It's like the ending of Half-Life.
Does it at least say, like, congratulations?
Congratulation? No. No. You pick up the emerald ampersand, and then that's it. It's the only thing with color in the entire game. Yeah, I had this plan to make all these games where the thing that you were trying to get was just different ampersands made out of different jewels. And, because, I mean, the first one I made was, like, this ASCII game. Like, what could you be looking for that would be represented by an ASCII character? I'm like, all right, an ampersand. Because, you know, I knew right away which character I would use to represent that. So it was easy. XYM points out about Retro USB, where they sell adapters for NES and SNES to USB controllers, but... Oatgan says, me and five of my friends have put in our 2 weeks at the same McDonald's in hopes of crashing the store due to labor woes. McDonald's can always find somebody to work for them.
Yeah. If they're in any trouble.
Oh man, Andrew the Wimp says the IF competition is live. Riff, did you write a game for it this year? Also, no. Any tips on writing IF games, in particular using Inform?
Be very, very verbose.
Keep a bookmark to Rec Arts Interactive Fiction and ask them lots and lots of stupid questions.
Inform 7, it's I like the idea of it, I guess, but it just seems like, I don't know. I wrote a game in Inform. I mean, I wrote part of a game in Inform. Kind of like I wrote part of a game in every programming language I ever learned prior to PHP, and then I wrote a game in PHP. I guess I wrote several games in QBasic. I actually had QuickBasic, which was the precursor to QBasic, that was like a full fledged. It would compile to EXEs under DOS.
It was like, oh, it was a lot quicker. It was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. QBasic was mostly useful as a file editor in DOS. Oatgen says, also, we didn't want to be around starting October 15th when our McDonald's starts kicking out illegals. Huh. They're changing all the laws. They're making it so... Yeah. Our accountant sent us this thing saying, like, oh, man, be careful. If any of your employees are illegal aliens, you're going to get in serious trouble if you don't fire them now. And I'm like,
I'll have to go back to our Saturn office.
And
Sioux City, Iowa, Saturn. Glebe says, can we have a cow familiar that just pisses on something? Yeah, no matter what you want it to piss on, it'll just piss on. So, Meow says, can we have path BM runs? They're great to build up skill sets, more fun than HCO, but I don't have time for 150 plus turns every day. Wait. So you're saying that Bad Moon
is
more fun than Hardcore Oxy, but you don't like that you get more turns? Because that seems weird.
I don't understand, man.
Valley Elf says, this is my first time hearing this particular show on radio. Just want to say thanks for the excellent game. And XSmoodX says, I Garfunkled your mother. Oh, Fruity Boosh says, I has a problem. When you attack using Zim Merman's guitar, you can connect, but no damage amount shows. But it shows up sometimes. Is there a reason for this? Scully probably forgot to write the damage indicator into some of those messages. Hogula says, there was some sort of adventure game, Pac-Man Land or something I played once, where you had to guide Pac-Man around by shooting him and his surroundings with a slingshot. Like, if he's really happy and isn't watching where he's going, you'd have to shoot him to keep him from walking off a cliff, and of course, if you got him too angry, he'd just start ignoring you. But yeah, that's a game that involved the character disobeying the player, I guess. Do you remember that game Crossbow?
Yeah.
Arcadium that had a crossbow that you'd shoot? That was a cool game. I remember thinking that game must be super, super awesome because it had so much stuff going on in it. You know, it wasn't just like a game where there was only one kind of enemy. It was a game where there were lots of kinds of enemies. But I tried to play it on an emulator, and it just wasn't all that exciting.
There was a game, I've forgotten what it was called. I had a copy on Mac, but it was like this Tron sort of environment kind of thing where you had this little blue bug-looking thing that actually had...
Hubert?
No. It was this thing that it ran on... It had, like, AI. Like, the idea was this little robot bug had, like, heat and light sensors and touch sensors, and it would just wander around this landscape, and as you poked it to get it to move away from dangerous stuff and the edges of cliffs and things, it would start to learn to identify hazards on its own. And you had to lead it through all these levels of stomping pillars and stuff. No, it was... I had creatures, too, but this was something else.
I remember creatures vaguely, mostly because it wouldn't run on my 200 megahertz.
I had a copy, and it did not run very well on the machine I had.
Did you ever play Hard Hat Harry?
No.
That was an old PC game. It was in a CGA. Four colors. I was all spoiled. I had the Tandy 1000 EX, which was a PC of the same generation that most PCs were either monochrome or CGA, but it had as good a sound as the IBM PC Junior. It was a It was a PC speaker, but it had three separate PC speakers, so you could actually, like, games would actually play music on it with multiple voices, which was neat, back in the days before the Sound Blaster. And it had 16 colors at 320 by 200, which was a huge big deal.
I remember playing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego on my aunt's, what the hell kind of computer was it?
But and Altair. You looked for Carmen Sandiego by flipping switches that toggled individual bits.
Yeah,
I only ever played one version of Where in the World is Carmen. It was Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego,
yeah.
I think.
It used to scare the shit out of me sometimes. Like, I'd have the lights turned off and I had the bass turned up really loud, and I was like 8, so, or no, it was probably older than that. But anyway, the music would start playing and I'd be like, ah! And just like...
I see. Now you were terrified that perhaps Carmen Sandiego was right around the corner.
Yeah.
Did you ever catch her?
Yeah,
in the game, I just meant as you played the game, did you ever catch her?
Yeah, eventually.
If you didn't flip out, you'd catch her.
You would.
You have to get all her henchmen first.
Once you round up all her henchmen, you can chase her. But she's pretty tough, and she goes all around the world or the United States, depending on what version you had.
Yeah, and you like can't miss a single. You can't like make a single mistake, or she'll get away.
Sometimes you can't even talk to like. Too many people.
Yeah.
And she'll get the fuck away.
Huh.
It was tough. It was not an easy task. You had to spend a lot of time flipping through the little, almanac.
The Fodor's guide to...
Yeah.
Good old Fodor. I.
Much better than that.
I was playing World of Warcraft, and I saw a character named Fodor, so I walked up next to him, and I was like, ah, dude, I love your travel guides. And he was just like, what?
Oh.
Like, god damn it. Like,
when I transferred, I named my character Microdots, because it's a gnome warlock.
I see.
It's funny on multiple levels.
You get to rename your character.
You can. If you transfer, if you go on the server that you're transferring on and then create a character with your name on your old server, it'll force you to create a new character.
Huh. I bet they weren't anticipating that.
Well, it's just like if anyone is using your name. If someone was using your name, obviously.
Well, sure,
have to rename it. But
the only times that I have ever opened GM tickets is when people had just really lame names and I wanted to report them and get their names
changed. The
oh, yeah. I never noticed any. I play on a PvP server, so there really aren't a lot of bots. But, Poon Eater. There was, like, a level 40 character named Poon Eater.
Nice.
I'm like, what the fuck? And this was kind of funny, actually. There was a priest named Holy Fuck. And I was like, yeah, that's funny. I'm going to report you.
there was a level 39 warrior on my server named Uranium Farts. I don't have the heart to submit a GM ticket,
because
that was just too funny.
Nightmare says, out of the darkness, Nightmare appears. Have you ever had one of those faggoty GMs that when you open a GM ticket, they, like, emote, like, out of the swirling mists, a wolf approaches you and says, hi, you opened a trouble ticket? I'm like, yeah. My complaint was that there weren't enough faggots annoying me right now. Thank you for taking care of that. You annoying faggot. That's what I say to those annoying faggots. Yeah, that's what I say. No, I just pretend to be deeply offended by whatever the stupid-ass name is that I'm reporting, and then they always make them change it, and I'm just like, ooh, yeah, fuck you. Poon Eater! What? It's not okay.
It's okay, man.
I mean... Honestly, okay, their naming policy says you're not supposed to have character names that are more than one word. So, right? And so, theoretically, I should just report all of those that I see and make everyone on my server change their name to something not stupid. It's just my crusade. And then I'll become known as the awesome guy who makes everybody's names better. And I'll be really popular.
Yeah, that's what you do to become popular.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing there's no accountability for that sort of thing. Otherwise, he'd be really fucked.
The Hombre says, will we ever hear from the traveling trader again?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's going to... Okay, so here's your assignment for this week, Riff.
Okay.
The traveling trader comes, and he has an item that when you use it, It's a combat item that when you use it, it becomes a piece of equipment based on what monster you're fighting. So
okay, okay, we need to make
what monster
okay.
you fought
before
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
what
okay,
you fought
okay.
before that.
Yeah.
So we need the number of monsters in the game times itself, new pieces of equipment,
so
all with enchantments and descriptions by tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that's what, 380,000 or so? Yeah, no shit.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I can do that.
380,000 pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glebe says, please make Sioux City, Iowa, Saturn a location in the space game. Yeah, nothing like preloading a game with inside jokes. so that no one...
So, yeah. Just as
well, I mean, I
soon
guess
as it starts,
I guess that's,
makes
that'd
sense.
Be funny anyway, right? Like, you know, like, oh, okay, we're on Saturn, and we're going to Iowa, and then we have to find the, you know, high priestess of Sioux City, the Saturnians. Shaggy Shag says, my new neighbor plays the didgeridoo. I've got her calling it the didgeriduka now. No point to that, really. Just found it amusing. Thanks for the great free fun game. Well, thank you for spreading the gospel to hippies. Ansarah says, Jick, do you hate daps? And then says that a whole bunch of times in a row. I don't know what daps are.
Is that some sort of racial slur against, what would that be a racial slur against?
Bernazo says, ever play Revolution X? Is that the Aerosmith arcade game?
Oh, God, yeah.
That game was actually pretty fun.
It was.
You shot CDs out of, like, a disc launcher to blow shit up.
It had a gun, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a gun, but it was like a machine gun that also shot Aerosmith CDs at your opponents to like,
actually,
rock.
I mean, despite
it, it was a fun game. It was,
despite the obvious marketing.
It was a shooter of the same generation of, like, Operation Thunderbolt. Like, the sequel to Operation Wolf. That was odd. One of my fondest arcade memories is my dad and I just pumping, like, $10 worth of quarters into Operation Thunderbolt and finishing it.
Nice.
Only we fucked up and got the bad ending, so then we had to play it again to get the good ending. Yeah. Well, there's a bad end. Like the end of Operation Thunderbolt, you're making your way from the back of an airplane to the front, and then there's like some guy in a turban holding the pilot hostage, and every once in a while he pops out the side to shoot at you, and you have to shoot him in the turban, right?
Nice.
In order to come, yeah. And if you accidentally kill the pilot, it's like it just gives you this one screen that's like, yeah, hostages lose, terrorists win. Now you're going to be speaking, your kids are going to be speaking Arabic. Sorry. That was before 9/11. You could get away with that kind of shit before 9/11. Also, there wasn't a metal detector at the arcade like there is now.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
Okay.
There aren't even arcades now. Is the
problem. Put it past them nowadays, because people coddle their kids.
Thaddeus Mutton is a man after my own heart. Why do I even bother freezing the blue otter pops when I know I'm not going to eat them? The problem that I have and the reason that I end up with a freezer full of fucking blue otter pops is that they're mixed in with all the good otter pops.
Yeah, I mean,
in that you'd have to separate them all, right?
Like, you're somehow so stupid that you discriminated against otter pops based on color.
They taste like ass. Otter pops have different flavors depending on the color, and
well,
the blue ones
true,
taste
I have,
like ass.
Sugar
I have no problem with the blue ones.
Taste like ass. Do you like blue slurp? Like that blue, that blue,
yeah,
raspberry,
that blue
flavor that got introduced into every product.
Yeah,
that came
it's
in
crazy
colors,
that it's everywhere.
Like in the 90s.
I have no problem.
At some point
with
in the 90s,
it
just became just became ubiquitous. It is fucking awful. It is terrible.
Huh.
Some people don't like green apple.
I love green apple and
fucking can't stand blue raspberry.
I don't share your opinion. If you have extra blue otter pops, you can feel free to bring them over here and throw them in our freezer.
Where they won't get eaten.
Yeah, that's true. We're still working on that case of otter pops we bought when we first moved in.
Yeah, I had a bad case of otter pops after that trip to the Galapagos.
Did a turtle give it to you?
Yes. I jumped on the turtle to knock it out of its shell so that I could then kick its shell into some other stuff that I was trying to kill, and it was like, hey, thanks for breaking my shell. Here's some otter pops. Give me an entire case. No, it was weird. I don't know where he was keeping it. I mean, I guess, you know, since he didn't have a shell, he didn't have any place to keep it. His freezer was in there. So
gives you a case of blue otter pops.
What do you, yeah. I'm like, fuck you, turtle. And he's like,
I
yeah.
I totally know what to get you for Christmas.
Vengeance is sweet. I don't think you can buy individual colored otter pups.
Yeah.
Trineficus Middleus says, Daps is a player, Jack. Oh, well, then I do hate Daps because I am a player hater. Well, I don't so much hate the player as the game.
Maybe you shouldn't hate the player.
Archley says, have you thought about doing a piece of equipment with enchantments that are randomized on looking at it, but static after that? Randomized on the first time, that is. I mean, it would have to be multiple, because items in KOL have no identity, it would have to be multiple items. If we wanted, you know, a sword that when you got it, it was randomly either a sword of cheese or a sword of blue otter pops. Or a sort of axe-shaped object.
Sword of the whale.
Assorted.
The gun. Whale? Gun of the whale. It could be a gun whale.
Huh?
You get it like a gun whale.
Yeah.
Or like a whale, like a gun that shot whales.
Yeah.
And the whales had guns. That'd be super dangerous, right? Because I mean, a whale. You know, like, some things are immune to whales, but nothing is immune to guns.
Yeah. Right.
Except other guns.
Yeah.
So the whales would eat the other guns. They would take them and
this
use
is
them.
This the most confusing weapon ever.
Well, I mean, he asked for a randomly generated weapon. Retcon. For the win. I'm going to see if a dead heart is ready to end this abortion of a video.
Not that it's usually on topic or relevant.
I mean, yeah. A dead heart is ready. So, wow, this is... So I was like, I'm sick of not being able to find a USB mouse when I want one. So I went to the store, and I bought three of the cheapest USB mouse that they had, and they are complete pieces of shit. They're just constantly darting to the corners of the screen.
Nice. Yeah. I bought a wireless one that served me for over 2 years, and it's just...
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I have a good mouse on my computer at home, but, like, when it's, like, something I need to just randomly grab here to throw onto a laptop or whatever, I'm just, you know, I wanted there to be a bunch of mice laying around so that I would always have one when I wanted
We're
one.
Eating the mice, cat.
Ha-ha. I ran over your cat, but I'd like to replace him. Oh, how are you at catching mice?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on some not Simon and Garfunkel, because I want a short song. How about that song I like from the Amelie soundtrack? That's pretty short. All right, so we'll go out on some pretty piano and leave you in the capable hands of a dead heart, who will take you on into the evening with some music and stuff. And we'll see you Thursday.
See ya.
Goodbye.